You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. It is homecoming week for the Spooner School District, and Monday is Maraca Monday. For dress-up days all week, we will talk about the dress-up days and what kind of dress they expect to have each day this week. At 9 o'clock, the Hayward Farmers Market will be open, and they will be located at the Lumberjack Bowl. They got lots of seasonal vegetables, fruits, meats, eggs from wandering chickens, mushrooms, jams, jellies, teas, coffees, soaps and lotions, plants and shrubs, and of course honey and maple syrup. Music by Eric Schubring throughout the day, again from 9 until 1 o'clock. The Hayward Farmers Market is at the Lumberjack Bowl. The Hayward Community Food Shelf will also be opening up at 9 a.m. until noon. They are located at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Food distributions are every Monday morning and the first Saturday morning of each month from 9 until noon. For more details, contact the haywardfoodshelf.net and then click on the button that says Need Food. Strong Bodies program is offered at 10:30 at the Lacouderie Aging and Disability Center, located at 13856 West Corbine Road in Stone Lake. The Strong Bodies program chose to increase strength, muscle mass, and bone density. Classes are held twice weekly and include progressive resistance training, balance training, and flexibility exercises. Again, the Strong Bodies program held at the LCO Elder Center starting at 10:30 until 11:30. At 11 o'clock, Super Senior classes will be held at the Senior Resource Center of Hayward. They are located at 15856 East 5th Street here in Hayward. Again, every Monday at 11 o'clock, this $2 class is a 45-minute class geared toward those 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun. Again, the Super Seniors classes at the Hayward Senior Resource Center starting at 11 o'clock. Followers, an after-school activity for kids in kindergarten through fifth grade, providing a safe and fun environment where kids can learn about God's Word. Followers is held at the Hayward Wesleyan Church starting at 3:30 today. Spooner Girls Varsity Golf will be held at the Hayward Golf Course starting at 4 o'clock today. Again, Spooner against Hayward at the Hayward Golf Course at 4 o'clock this afternoon. On Tuesday at 9 o'clock, walk-in flu shots are being offered at the Essentia Hayward Clinic. Flu season is here, and everyone should get a flu shot. Vaccines are available for people 6 months old or older. Again, this will be at the Essentia Healthcare Clinic today from 9 until noon, and then again from 1 until 4. Flu vaccines are covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most private insurance companies. Be sure to check with your doctor before getting a flu shot. Again, this is happening at the Essentia Health Hayward Clinic today at 9 o'clock. Flu shots are available. Make your own greeting cards starting at 9:30 on Tuesday at the Hayward Resource Center. All the supplies will be provided, and you can make up to 4 cards for $3 each. This will be in the upper level of the Hayward Senior Resource Center. This activity takes place every fourth Tuesday of the month. Again, Tuesday, September 23rd, from 9:30 until 11:30, make your own greeting cards. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Spider Lake Youth Center, located at 11255 Highway 77 in Hayward, just a little past the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. Lots of food available, meats and produce, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of their financial situation. Again, at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, the Spider Lake Church is offering the Northwoods Community Food Shelf. Story time will be held at 10:15 at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, presented by the Northwest Connection Family Resources. Again, story time at 10:15 at the Hayward Library. Cross Country Varsity Invite for Spooner Schools will be held at Barron starting at 4:30 on Tuesday. Cross Country Varsity Spooner Schools at Barron High School. Boys Varsity Soccer for Barron Schools will be held at 4:30 at the Cumberland High School. Cross Country Boys Varsity Invitational for Solon Springs will be held at Northwood Golf Course starting at 4:30. And then a Girl Scout meeting happening at the Solon Springs School's cafeteria starting at 5 o'clock. Again, Girl Scout meeting at 5 o'clock on Tuesday at the Solon Springs cafeteria. Hayward Boys Varsity Soccer will be at Ashland High School Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, so check that out. Boys Varsity Soccer for Hayward will be at Ashland High School tonight at 5. Celebrate Recovery starts at 5:30 at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, located at 10655, a Christ-centered ministry to help our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. If you're feeling being hurt by emotional reaction to another person's behavior or a disturbing situation, maybe you have some hang-ups that are negative mental attitudes, or maybe just problems, stumbling blocks, and stepping stones. Healing is available at Celebrate Recovery, 5:30 on Tuesday at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. I'm Greg Gunderson here in Hayward, and here's what's happening in town. Well, this morning, this past weekend, and since last we spoke on Monday. Well, I'm here on WBZH pretty much every morning hanging out with Joel. Sometimes, especially Monday mornings, I'm here with Rachel, my better half and another contributor to the Civic Media Network. Today, it's just me flying solo today, and I wanted to chat about how much people change and what form that takes. Why? Because it's been what I've been thinking about a lot lately. I am in my early 30s, and I spend a lot of time thinking about, well, I'll be honest, I spend a lot of time thinking about what I would do if I had a time machine. And most of the time, aside from your general sci-fi movie time machine paradoxes, yes, I know, if you had a time machine, it would eliminate the need for one, so you would end up not getting one. I know, time loops and paradoxes. But generally, I will admit, it's one of those, my life is one of those, I wouldn't do it again, but I wouldn't change how it shook out situations. That said, it's really funny the kinds of things that you end up feeling like, you know what, I might actually change that one. Or I might leave that one alone. The major thing is that when opportunities are seized, they multiply. That's a quote that comes, I believe, from Sun Tzu, the philosopher credited with a lot of simple and incredibly good or practical ideas about war. But the thing with Sun Tzu, for anybody who reads the philosophies, whether or not he's actually commenting on war, he often manages to strike the nail right on the head on completely unwar topics. Opportunities multiply as you seize them is probably one of them, and it's what I immediately think of when I start thinking of that time machine mentality. Well, not only opportunities, sometimes mistakes, sometimes downsides, as you seize them, as you embrace them. I think if I'm going to talk about downsides and opportunities like that, I've got to kind of clarify what seizing a downside means. I mean, basking in the mindset of failure or in kicking oneself after failure. And that was what I wanted to kind of chat with you about today. I thought, okay, I'm flying solo. We're going to get weird. We're going to get introspective. We're going to show you evidence of how much Rachel improves me as a person. And that, of course, is the topic. How much people change and what changes about them. Then I realized that my path of change might be completely unique. Almost certainly not. Let me just get that out of the way. I know I'm not special like that. But what are the actual chances that another human being could chart their life down the same path? And then I started thinking, well, okay, hold on. How do you chart that path, the broad strokes? Then I realized, you know what? It's actually probably pretty decently likely that a person's had at least the same path through the Plinko machine. If you view it that way, it almost sounds like it's possible. Somebody might have lived a life, maybe not the same as mine, but that brings them to the same place. Okay, cool. So if I assume that, what are they doing? Or what did they do at this point in life? And maybe more importantly, what came next? And none of us ever get that. Or do we, of course, the great debate about the scoreboard in the sky. So what am I actually talking about here in the first place? Well, I think the changes that I've gone through in life are especially influenced by where I am physically on the map. Literally, the Northwoods of Wisconsin, I think, have shaped and had a lot to do with who I've become. Not just because of the recreational opportunities and how I've embraced them or how I've skipped them. It's bigger than that. And while I'm not even necessarily sure I can codify it or verbalize it, I think a lot of you probably know what I mean. It first showed up, this idea that the Northwoods is unique and what it does to each person is unique. Or maybe it's just that each person is unique, but I digress. It started really occurring to me when I started having problems with my mental health about 10 years ago. I started having some major depressive tendencies, and I started dealing with my problems in ways that created more. That's a basic truth that takes many forms, but I think, again, a lot of people could probably relate to that. I started dealing with my problems not by fixing them, but by creating more. And it got to a point where it kind of came to a head, and it was clear that I wasn't acting in healthy fashion for me or necessarily even for those around me. And somebody who is incredibly loving and generous and kind and who it hurt a lot to say told me, hey, I think you need to get out of here. And not long after I left, I started realizing the truth of that, and it struck me not that the place I was in was actually harming me, but it was perhaps preventing me from correcting that harm. And I think that might be a characteristic that anywhere can really have. And again, am I really talking about the place or more a reflection on myself? It strikes me that every once in a while on these Monday segments, and especially on this incredibly self-reflective solo version, I have a tendency to ramble or wander. Yeah, definitely. That's 100% true. But at the end of the day, I think there might still be value in a person who's spent a lot of time simply thinking about being a person up here, sharing thoughts. Call it a journal, if you will. Maybe a psychiatrist might hear this and think, I should probably give this guy a call. Hey, if that's the case, we could probably work out some kind of appointment schedule. I'm not afraid of therapy. I know how therapy and I get down. And it's, well, we dance together at weddings every couple months. But again, at the end of the day, I think sometimes just showing you what I'm up to, not because I'm special, but because I'm not, might have value. We unspecial people, you know, we've got to celebrate that which actually does make us special, and that's usually the other people around us. So maybe that's all I've got for you today, to say, hey, I've changed a lot in life and found nothing better in every step of the way than the people around me. Maybe you can find some value in that. Maybe I could. Again, maybe this is just therapy. This is definitely WBZH, The Buzz of the North. I'm Greg Gunderson. I'll be back later this hour. Keep your finger on the pulse. Head to the website, WBZH.fm. You can even listen from there. We'll be back soon. You've been listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH, The Buzz of the North. Greg Gunderson flying solo today. Here's what's happening in Hayward. More specifically, here's what's happening in the studio here on my phone, where I have finally won my first fantasy matchup. I am here. Let me backtrack. I'm so excited today, folks, because I can't. Oh, it's my first win of the fantasy season, and it came over Joel Karnick. It was perfect. We were both winless. You hear me hanging out with Joel here on the Buzz of the North every weekday morning, pretty much, with the exception of Monday. And so, you know, we like to give it to each other a little bit when it comes to sports info. We'll be chatting about sports tomorrow morning, specifically, call it Greeple Tuesday. Well, it's going to be full of me giving Joel a lot of guff. That is for sure. I actually have a snapshot here in front of me that I'm looking at on my phone. It's from about 12 hours ago, basically. It was from kind of the beginning of the Sunday night game. And of course, there is a Monday night game tonight that does have some bearing on it. But we're in one of those cases where one player on Joel's team would have to break every NFL record for their positional performance to give Joel a shot. But anyway, I digress. I've got a screenshot here from about, well, I'm up by 30 points at about this point 12 hours ago. And I texted Joel, and before I even finished texting him, he was already reverse joking me. Like, I can tell he's building up humor. Just be ready tomorrow morning for a very, for not a meek version of Joel Karnick when we're back here, just the two of us, he and I. But I expect a lot of humble nodding to the ribbing that I give him. He was disproportionately affected by injuries and by subpar performances. Then again, he also, like, let me tell you this. Just remember this tomorrow when Joel is defending himself. I texted Joel, I think it was it Thursday night? It might have been Thursday night or even Friday morning. I texted Joel, I said, hey, your defensive end is out. His defensive end was Alex Highsmith from Pittsburgh. And yes, folks, we're getting pretty football-y today. That's what happens when my better half isn't here. More just griping about my fantasy team. I told him, like, hey, Joel, your fantasy defensive end is out. Alex Highsmith, defensive end for Pittsburgh. They declared him out on like Tuesday of last week. So I did him a favor. I didn't want to be going up against a guy who was shorthanded. I told him that Highsmith was out. And what does he say? Thanks. And he goes and he gets Micah Parsons, who, yes, is a bit of a world beater, this weekend's performance notwithstanding, who is one of the best defensive ends in the league, but doesn't necessarily produce hugely when it comes to fantasy, because he doesn't get huge tackles in the run fit, and he hasn't been generating but 1.5 sacks, I think, this season. Anyway, again, I digress. That's also going to happen more. So he goes and he gets Parsons, and I thought, cool, he's happy, he's got Micah Parsons. I love Micah Parsons. He's a Packer, but he's going to do badly. And what do you know? At least fantasy-wise, he did pretty badly. What did Parsons have? 4 points from 2 total tackles. I'm sitting here with Aiden Hutchinson, who's yet to play this evening, hoping Aiden can figure out his stuff and keep the upward trend. But Joel's got James Conner, who had 22 yards before he went down. And he's got Mike Evans as a wide receiver. And I thought, oh no, because I kept seeing Mike get a touchdown or two. Was it 2 touchdowns? 1 touchdown. But here's the thing. I have Baker Mayfield. So every time Mike Evans scored, and I don't know if Joel's noticed this yet. This is something we're going to be chatting about tomorrow. I'm going to be like, hey, Joel, you noticed that your best hope, the guy who led your team for points, holy cow, that's actually true. Mike Evans is his top scoring offensive player outside of Jalen Hurts. Four total TDs for, it's Jalen Hurts. That's always going to happen. But one player cannot carry a team. I had Baker. I had Kenneth Walker III up there out of Seattle. And I can't gloat yet because who does Joel have? Joel's got Brian Branch. That's who Joel is going to have hanging out. Brian Branch will be his one player yet to play. And I've got Jake Bates. And so if Brian Branch scores a defensive touchdown, I at least get the extra point. You know, like, it's just, it can't happen. Unless Brian Branch single-handedly wins every single aspect of the Lions game for Detroit tomorrow, I'm good. I'm going to be gloating over Joel. Or I'm setting up the single most meteoric comeback for Karnick going into that game, 30 points. How's your fantasy team going? I'll say it. I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't bring it up. I'll bring it up. We auto-drafted here. So full disclosure, I didn't make this pick. We auto-drafted, and my third round pick, I think, was Tyreek Hill. And of course, we're sitting where we are with that whole mess. So I just dropped him. I thought, nope, bye. One of the saving graces of how our fantasy league is set up is that it's one running back, one receiver, and then one flex that could be either. It's a running back receiver flex. Theoretically, we probably could allow a tight end to do that, but with 12 people, can somebody start a tight end farm? We need enough fantasy quality tight ends. I got Brock Bowers, but Geno Smith is not having a good time. So I'm actually going to see if I can post on WBZH's Facebook page. I believe I can. I'm going to post a poll over there with about a 5-question format about how your fantasy football season is going. Right now, I am staring down the barrel of my first win, 1-2. I will be dancing all over Joel Karnick tomorrow morning right here on WBZH, The Buzz of the North, where you've been listening to the local report about my fantasy team. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Things are going to get weird if I don't have Rachel here with me. She'll be back with me next Monday, though. Carry the buzz wherever you go, now, then, and all the way in between on the smartphone with the Civic Media app, free on the App Store or on Google Play. Or, of course, on our website, WBZH.fm. It's a pretty sweet system. Online, smartphone. Why can't smartphones just play radio? I suspect the answer has a lot to do with the law and perhaps a little to do with money. Either way, for WBZH and Civic Media, I'm Greg Gunderson.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Well, in the studio with me right now is Joan Ackerman. She is with the Hayward Community Food Shelf, and in particular, you also represent the Hayward Community Food Shelf's Food for Kids program. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning. How are you, Mark? Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, Food for Kids, how long has this been going on, and describe what the program is about?
Okay. Well, the Food Shelf actually just celebrated its 40th anniversary.
Okay.
And Food for Kids, this is the 15th anniversary of the Food for Kids program. And over the past 15 years, Food for Kids has distributed almost 600,000 pounds, specifically 599,691 pounds of food to children in the Hayward community area.
Okay. And this works through multiple school districts, right?
Correct. Yeah. And Food for Kids is actually now a year-long program.
Okay.
We are just starting the school year program. That is where students can receive a bag of food every Friday during the school year that contains items for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
For Saturday and Sunday when they aren't in school. And we serve the Hayward Public Schools, the LCO schools, St. Francis Mission, Northern Lights Christian Academy, and yeah. Northern Waters Environmental Charter School. They okay. all participate in the program.
Yeah. So why was this started? What was the need that was seen so many years ago with school children?
Well, it just was that the people that started this at the Hayward Food Shelf just saw that there were children, students that needed additional food, particularly in the on the weekends when they are not in school.
Yeah.
And while the program has evolved over the past 15 years, one thing has remained constant, and that's providing nutritious food assistance to children.
Yeah, because they are the ones that usually suffer the most.
Yes, and we have heard from teachers that when hungry children come to school, they're not as attentive.
Yeah.
It's harder for them to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to help that need.
Yeah. So is there any sort of requirements that a child or the family of the child needs to meet to receive this benefit?
No, there are no requirements, and there's no cost to the parent or student.
Okay.
They just need to sign up. There are registration forms at the schools. That's on the school's website. I think it was in all of the open house packages.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's on the food shelf's website. You just fill out a form and return that to school, because the school gives us the numbers of
okay.
students each week.
Yeah.
Because it does vary if kids are sick or something, and additional students can sign up at any time during the school year.
Yeah, right. And then you said this is now year-round. How does that work then when over the summer months when school isn't in session?
Right. About the year after Food for Kids was started, the next year we started a summer program, and again, parents can sign up their children for that. Again, no cost, just fill out a form rather than deliver the food to the schools. The parents or a designated person can pick up a box monthly at the food shelf during its
okay.
regular hours, and that is approximately 25 pounds of food for the month. Pretty much the same that's in a weekly bag, you know, an entree, vegetables, cereals,
yeah.
fruits, things like
okay.
that. It's just on a monthly
yeah.
basis.
Okay. Now, you're on the board for the food shelf. At the board level, have you seen an increase in demand over the past couple of years, or is there seasons in each year where the demand gets to be more than normal?
I would say that the demand is increasing. It's not necessarily seasonal.
Okay.
Just based on a lot of factors of food costs and certain programs not be available, that
right.
General program, which operates on Monday mornings and the first Saturday of the month, they have definitely seen an increase in participation or clients coming in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So speaking of donations then, how can people donate financially, or where can they bring food to donate to the food shelf? Is there boxes out at the different stores fronts, or can they just bring it to the...
There are some boxes like at Marketplace. People can also drop off food at the food shelf when it is open.
Okay.
We don't want to leave food
outside.
Yeah. And if people are looking to donate cash, they can either... make checks payable to the Hayward Community Food Shelf, and our P.O. Box here in Hayward is 779, or you can donate on our website with a credit card. There's no charge for that.
Yeah, and the website is?
HaywardFoodShelf.net.
HaywardFoodShelf.net.
Right, and it is a fee-free donation with your,
yeah.
with your credit card.
Okay.
And that's on our website and also the Facebook page.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Joan, for coming in and telling us about the Food for Kids program offered by the Hayward Community Food Shelf. And again, if you want more information about this, you can go to their website and there is a form there, or check in with your child's school for an application to the Food for Kids program. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you very much, and thank you. And I encourage anyone who would like to participate in the program to do so, and you can do it anytime during the school year. So if you don't sign up the first week, you can sign up anytime during the school year and just turn that form into the school.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.